USA News, I'm Dave Collins. A massive storm is sweeping across the U.S. As a result, winter weather watches and warnings are in effect from coast to coast.
As forecasted, it's getting progressively colder. Temperatures, which started the day in the 50s, are making a pit stop in the low 30s before bottoming out near 10 degrees. But it's the wind gusts that turn the air even more frigid.
That's Jerry Barnish reporting from Long Island. Blizzard warnings are still in effect for portions of states including the Dakotas, Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Major Midwest cities including Milwaukee and Chicago are under winter storm warnings. A massive pileup leaves the Ohio Turnpike shut down in both directions in the Sandusky area. It's reported that about 50 cars were involved. The first crashes were reported shortly before 1 this afternoon as high winds caused whiteout conditions. Like most everything in this divided Congress, the path to passage of the spending package had its moments.
The appropriations process has failed the American public, and there's no greater example of the nail in the coffin of the greatest failure of a one-party rule of the House, the Senate, and the presidency of this bill here.
Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, no fan of the bill. Lawmakers passed the measure today just before night deadline to avert a looming shutdown. The FDA now says emergency contraceptive pills don't cause abortions. The agency changed the language in leaflets included with the brand name pill Plan B, One Step, and the generic versions. The information now says the medication works before release of an egg from the ovary. The Browns are set to host the Saints tomorrow in a Christmas Eve showdown. Cleveland's won 3 of its last 4 heading into Saturday's meeting with New Orleans. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, oh, oh.
More than a million Americans are without power due to the winter storm. As of early this afternoon, there were more than 420,000 people without power in the mid-Atlantic region. Icy roads are a major concern across New York City. As rain moves out, temperatures begin to freeze. Governor Hochul is urging New Yorkers to stay off the roads since crews will have very little time to salt them before they freeze over.
I'm okay seeing utility crews, first responders, fire police, state police, snow plows, and I'll even grant an allowance for Santa Claus to be out there. But that's it.
The governor adds more than 7,000 utility crews from all over the nation are working throughout the weekend. Gas prices are 20 cents lower than they were this time last year. AAA reports the nationwide average is sitting at just below $3.10 a gallon. Just before Thanksgiving, a gallon cost about $3.61 on average. The Archbishop of New York is preparing for Saturday's midnight mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral. Cardinal Timothy Dolan says he's excited.
Oh, it's such a moving in a jammed cathedral with hundreds of thousands of people listening and watching.
He's sharing his annual message of peace on earth and goodwill to all men, saying the sentiment comes from the angels. If you have a Samsung top-loading model washing machine, you might want to check. About 640,000 have been recalled. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.